Today in Healing School, a place to receive your healing, Gloria Copeland brings to your attention how to gain renewed health and vitality. She shares from the Word of God a formula for a peaceful and marvelous life.
Now in Healing School, which is one of the things the Lord's told me to do, and it's been going for a good long while now, we like to go over the healing scriptures, and that's what we're going to do today. So we talked about the lifespan of 70 or 80 years is not a valid, that's not a lifespan, and that if you want to know that reference, that's Psalm 90 footnote in the Amplified Bible. So the scripture we're going to just feed ourselves on these scriptures, and let's look at Psalm 91. No evil will conquer you, and no plague come nigh your dwelling. So we ought not let any sickness or disease even come nigh our dwelling. Not even nigh the dwelling of our body or nigh the dwelling of our house in the name of Jesus. We are blessed. The Lord says, and then it talks on about no plague come nigh your dwelling, for he gives his angels. This is the new living now. He gives his angels charge. He gives his angels orders. For he orders his angels. Isn't that good? They've been given orders about you and me, if we're in Christ Jesus, and I am, and I believe you are. For he orders, the Lord, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come nigh your dwelling, for he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. We got security around us. Boy, they're big bruisers, and they're good at their job. And you know what? If you had a bodyguard, the best bodyguard in the world can be seen. But the angels, they're there and the bad people don't know they're there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 91st Psalm, he gives his angels charge over me and you. Glory to God. Isn't that great that we don't have to live in fear? And when you watch the news, talk back to it, say, that'll never happen to me. No, I'll not have fear of that. I have angels charged over me. I'm blessed. I'm a tither. I'm a sower. You say, well, I'm not a tither or a sower. You're making a mistake. That's the cheapest blessing you'll ever get. It has so many blessings. Tithing, what are you doing when you tithe? You're giving God the best, top 10%. You're doing what the Bible says. You're sowing that wherever he says to sow it. You're sowing that, and you're receiving the blessing of the tither. Ooh, that's a good investment. Hallelujah. You say, well, here's what people say. Well, you know, I know that's right, and I know it's in the Bible, but I just can't afford it. Ha! See what I'm talking about? You can't afford it. Why not? Because you're not a tither. Tithing is not my subject today, but that's the truth. Amen? Why do we tithe? Because the Bible says so. Why do we tithe? Because we enjoy the blessing of God. Why do we tithe? Because we don't want to be broke and on the street and living at the mission. We want to prosper and be in good health. Hallelujah. So that's not my subject. I'm throwing that in. But if you've been holding out, you're missing a lot of blessing. Glory to God. When we started tithing way back in 67, I guess, or maybe further back than that, it really looked like we needed it more than God did. I mean, we were believing God to just buy groceries. And you know, it wasn't much tithe, just a little dab was all the tithe we had because we didn't have any money. But we never did do anything financially and increase until we began to be faithful tithers. And then, of course, we began to learn the Word, and that makes all the difference when you know what you're doing and you're not doing something just because somebody said you ought to, but you know that when you do this, blessing will be manifest, and it certainly has been manifested in our lives. That is not the subject. How did I get off on tithing when we're talking about divine health? Have we done Psalm 103 yet? Okay, let's do that. That's a good one. This one, Psalm 103, says, "Praise the Lord, I tell myself with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name." That's the way our attitude ought to be all the time. We ought not be grumpy and upset and afraid of this or upset at people. If somebody does you wrong, the worst thing you can do to them is to say, "So what? I forgive them. What'd you do? You just walked free. And you kept the blessing intact." Amen? We don't respond back in bad things when somebody does you bad. We bless. We forgive. And what happens? We go free. Glory to God. Okay, now in Psalm 103, "Praise the Lord, I tell myself with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself." You got to talk to yourself. How many of you talk to yourself? Gloria, you better shut that up. You better behave. You better forgive. "Praise the Lord, I tell myself. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. Never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases." And right there, that's enough to keep you healed. He heals all, how many? All my diseases. So I don't have any diseases. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus heals them all. He ransoms me from death. He saves my life. He surrounds me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. You get over 70, you'll memorize that scripture right there. But if you're smart, you'll just do it on the shiny side of right now. Hallelujah. Start doing it when you're 30. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Ken and I are in our 70s. We're both healthy. We're both healed. We got plenty of energy. We're happy. We don't have any complications of any kind. Glory to God. Why is that? Because of the Word of God. And we believe our youth to be renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the older you get, the better it's supposed to get, because you're smarter. "The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly." Somebody's trying to sue you, steal from you, whatever it is. Find your scripture like that and stand on it. Don't get sick over it. Don't worry about it. Don't fret about it. Believe God. Roll your care over on the Lord. Amen? Amen. "He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious." See, this is who we deal with. "He is slow to get angry and full of unfailing love." Isn't that powerful? "He has, he will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. He has not punished us for our sins." You know, the devil, you start getting sick or something, the devil will tell you, if you don't know the Bible, he'll say, "God's doing that to you." Or you might have a friend that gets sick and you'll remember that they committed adultery and you'll say, "God's doing that." No, God's not doing that. It says, "He has not punished us for all our sins, nor does he deal with us as we deserve." What's that called? Grace. We're under grace. Hallelujah. We're not under the law. "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our rebellious acts." You know, maybe when you were young, you were quite rebellious. Ugly, mean. It says, "He has removed our rebellious acts as far away from us as the east from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. He understands how weak we are. He knows, Amplified says, he knows our frame. In other words, he knows us. And he sees in us. He sees what's in us. He knows we're only dust. Our days on the earth are like grass and wildflowers. We bloom and we die. Verse 17 says, the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him or honor him. Now, if you fear the Lord, that doesn't mean you're afraid of him. That means that you obey him. You honor him. Like a worthy parent in his child, you obey him and you honor him and you do what he says. His salvation extends to the children's children. So here's a scripture for your grandchildren to stand on. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant. Isn't that a great scripture? My grandchildren are covered by salvation because the Lord, because Ken and I have been faithful to the covenant. I mean, we walk with the Lord. So what happens? The blessing gets passed down. And they don't have to go through what we went through because they are blessed. And they'll understand more than we understood in our early days. Before we learned about what the Bible says. And they'll see you and what you do and what you tell. You say, well, my grandchildren live in a bad situation. Well, then they really need you more than ever. And you stand on this scripture and you believe God and you impart to them the knowledge of God. Amen. Many a person has been saved, and I don't mean that in the born again sense, but saved by their grandparents' knowledge of the Lord. Glory to God. And what they learned from Granny. Hallelujah. I mean, my people didn't know very much, but so I'm not saying that about myself. They didn't know much about how to believe God, but they were good people. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant. If you want all that and many things more, advantages, benefits, be faithful to the covenant. Obey those. It says, his salvation extends to his children's children or to his grandchildren of those who are faithful to his covenant and of those who obey his covenant. Glory to God. We're covenant people. Well, we're word people. How many of you people call you word people? They're word people. Glory to God. Why is that? Because we believe the word and we obey it. And we're blessed. Hallelujah. We're word people. I'm so glad. I wouldn't be anything else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, now let's look at Proverbs 3. I'm going to read some scriptures. And we will read 3:1 and 5-8. My child, I'm going to read in the New Living Translation. My child, never forget the things I've taught for you. Store my commands, I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart, for they will give you a long, satisfying life. So obeying the word of God, putting the word in your eyes, in your ears, getting it down in your heart where it talks to you, that's how you get a long and satisfying life. It's one thing to live a long time, and it's quite another to live satisfied a long time. You can do that only through the word. There's many rich people that aren't satisfied, and there's many old rich people, I assume, that aren't satisfied. But it's not just enough to live long. We want to live satisfied. What does that mean? Well, we're in contact with God. Our needs are met. Our body's healed. We're in the blessing mode. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're healed of every sickness and every disease. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and depend not on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do. Now, this is a formula for a successful, peaceful, marvelous life. You ought to be waking up every morning happy. Amen. Glory to God. Then you can do it with the Word of God and God working in your life. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Isn't that a great scripture? This is the New Living of Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord. So you got your faith working. With all your heart, you're not holding anything back. Do not depend on your own understanding. You're not walking in, you're not making your decisions by your natural thoughts or your brain or whatever, but you're seeking His will. You're walking in His will. Seek His will in all that you do, and He will direct your path. Lord, what is it you want me to do here? Should I do this or should I do this? And He'll tell you what to do. And then do what He says. Here, this next scripture in verse 7 says, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Don't be high-minded, prideful, think you're smart. Instead, fear the Lord, turn your back on evil, and then you will gain renewed health and vitality. And that's what we're doing today. We're having healing school. So this is a key to being healed and staying healed. Fear the Lord, turn your back on evil, don't have anything to do with it. Then you will gain renewed health and vitality. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're missing vitality, get in the Word of God. Make some changes. Do what it says. Begin to speak right things. Say, I'm strong in the Lord. Don't say I'm weak. Don't call people and tell them you're sick. Say, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. And your vitality will rise up when you act on the Word of God. Glory to God. You will gain renewed health. In other words, if you're unhealthy, you can gain renewed health and vitality if you turn your back on evil and you honor the Lord. Walk in the fear of the Lord, to walk in the honor of God and what He says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see, Proverbs 4:5, I read that. What's 27 say down here? Oh, this one, I want to give you this one. Look, in 21 in the New Living Translation, it says, my child, don't lose sight of good planning and insight. Hang on to them, for they will fill you with life and bring you honor and respect. Good planning and insight, that would be insight into the Word of God and the insight that it gives you. They keep you safe on your way and keep your feet from stumbling. So make decisions in prayer and make decisions listening to the Lord and based on the written Word and based on what He tells you in His heart. You can lie down when you do that. You can lie down without fear and enjoy pleasant dreams. Now, this next scripture is a great scripture. It's an unusual scripture. It says in verse 25 in the New Living, you need not be afraid of disaster. Glory to God. Is that big or what? You need not be afraid of disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked. When we're walking with God, serving God, we don't have to be afraid of disaster. That could be storms, that could be airplane crashes, that could be tornadoes, cyclones, shipwrecks, car wrecks. Stand on that scripture for your safety and your protection. You can lie down without fear. If you lie down at night and you have fear, deal with it. Don't do that. Get over it. Get word in you about your protection and your blessing and your healing and become filled with the Word of God. That's the only way you can have great faith, is to have great Word going in your eyes and in your ears.
Live long, healthy, strong, and satisfied, just as God intended. Take hold by faith of the health and wellness that belongs to you with Gloria Copeland's teaching, How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life. Enjoy every moment with family and friends and live in divine health. Experience complete wholeness, spirit, soul, and body as you put your faith to work. See for yourself what God has promised you in Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, a compilation of healing scriptures and multiple Bible versions all in one place. Declare God's word and healing over your life and activate the healing power of God through the spoken word with Healing Confessions, a CD of healing scriptures read by Gloria Copeland.
He has provided the way for His children to be well, completely well.
Receive His healing word for you and start enjoying life today. Order your copy of the Healing Word Package today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number, 800-600-7395, or write to us today. Build your faith with Gloria Copeland's teaching on CD or DVD. Transform your overall health and well-being as you read Gloria Copeland's book entitled Healing Promises and Healing Confessions on CD with accompanying booklet. For an additional 10% off, order the Healing Word Package online.
This is Jennifer. She's from Goshen, Indiana. She said at 9 years old, she had started to have blurred vision. And from then till a year and a half ago, she had been dealing with that. A year and a half ago, she started listening to this ministry's teachings. And she said every exam that she's been since she started listening, her eyesight has been improving and improving. And she came up here in faith. She took her glasses off and she stepped out in faith. And she believes that her eyes have been completely restored.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Perfect.
Praise God.
Sister Gloria, this is Maria from Germantown. She stated that she came with glasses on and she couldn't see far away. But when you prayed, she took those glasses off, put them in her pocket, and now she can even see the exit signs right now. Clearly.
Clearly.
Brother Lynn, Proverbs 20:12 says, the seeing eye and the hearing ear, the Lord has made even the both of them. He's made every eye in here to see, and He made every ear in here to hear.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Good.
This is Judy, and she's from Judah, Wisconsin. She came in deaf, and now she can hear in her left ear.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, you can hear clearly. I can hear you. Glory to God. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. She is one happy camper.
God moves today. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I can do that. I can tell people. I can proclaim it from the mountaintops. I mean, you guys saw me. I was like bouncing around. I'm still shaking. I'm so excited, you know. So I'm going to tell everyone, you know, that God healed me today. So amen.
When we put the Word of God in our eyes, in our ears, it goes down into our heart, and that healing and that faith rises up within us and it heals our body. Glory to God. Vision and hearing improve, get restored, our bodies are healed when we're in the blessing. Listen to this scripture. Here's how it's supposed to work. Here's how it does work. And I can testify that it does work because Ken and I use this. In Proverbs 3, it says, length of days, in verse 2, length of days and years of a life worth living. This is Amplified. Tranquility, that means peace, all things well-being. Tranquility, inward and outward, that would be your circumstances, and continuing through old age. These shall the word, add to you, hallelujah. Continuing through old age. So get rid of that picture, you know, of being incapacitated when you get older. What happens out here to people doesn't have anything to do with you. You believe the Word of God. You believe to stay strong and able all the days of your life. You say, well, if I keep getting healed, how am I ever going to die? It is not a problem for you to die. When you have fulfilled your mission and all your days are filled and full, you don't even have to be sick to die. What happens? You leave your body. You're a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. You could leave out of here and leave a well body behind. Glory to God. and you can be healed all the days of your life. It's there. This promise of healing is good through all. If you live to be 120, it would be good every day. So don't let, you know, the world's voice and how the world looks at things, well, you're getting to be 70 or 80 now, it's time for you to roll up and die. No, 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 you've just now learned how to live. So you get on the Word, you stay on the Word, and you tell sickness, you're not coming in my body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You stay in the Word of God, you keep reading the healing scriptures, you keep talking salvation scriptures. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, that's just, you're just one decision away from divine health, divine prosperity, which is all in the blessing of God, that all belonging to you. Healing is a benefit of the new birth. The blessing is a benefit of the new birth. The Bible teaches us we've been redeemed from the curse. Glory to God if we receive Jesus as the Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. If never done that, you do it right now. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord. I take you as my healer, my blesser, my increaser, and I take my healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. I make you Lord. That's how you get born again. And that's how all the good things in the Scripture belong to you, and all the bad things don't belong to you. Hallelujah. The curse, the things of the curse don't belong to you. You can live under the curse if you want to live in unbelief, but you don't have to. So we want to, if you made that decision, we want to offer you the free salvation package. It's this book. He did it all for you. That's what Jesus did on the cross for us. This is a done deal. It's already been done. Healing's included in what Jesus did. Everything bad's under the curse, and Jesus bore it for us. So we'll send you that. We'll send you some information on how to read your Bible. Every day you read the Word of God. Every day I read the Word. What does the Scripture say? Proverbs says, attend to my Word. So every day give your attention to the Word before you get out in the busy world. Get up a little earlier. Spend some time in the Scriptures. Let the Lord teach you. Let your faith rise up. You'll be ready for whatever comes. Hallelujah. And it'll all be good in Jesus' name. So you request your free salvation package today. Go to kcm.org. We'll be happy to send it to you. If you need someone to agree with you in prayer, we have a 24-hour prayer line. We have trained prayer ministers on staff that know how to pray the prayer of faith for your healing, and they like to do that. Healing is God's will. There's no question about it. If you've got a Bible, you can know that for sure. And our offices outside the United States, for those offices, check our hours of operation. I'll see you again tomorrow, and remember this, Jesus is Lord.